Intro. Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn the Pola and Bryson approach to building a choir stab in Ableton Live 12 with Warm Tape Style Grit. This is an intermediate level workflow focused on layering, shaping a short stab envelope, and tasteful bus processing so your sound sits powerfully in a drum and bass mix without sounding brittle. Save incremental versions of your live set as you go. What you will build, you'll create a 1 to 2 second MIDI-driven choir stab made from three layers: a low, form and trich core, a mid-harmonic body, and a top air or texture layer. Then you'll route them to a grouped bus and apply tape-style grit saturation, vinyl-style mechanical texture, subtle bit reduction, stereo control and glue compression. The goal: a short, punchy stab that cuts through D&B drums but feels warm and analog. Step-by-step walkthrough. Prepare the skeleton first. Make three MIDI tracks. Create a new MIDI track and name it Choir Stab, Core. Create two more and name them Choir Stab, Body and Choir Stab, Air. Select all three and group them into Choir Stab Bus. Throughout this lesson, keep saving as Live Set V1, V2, and so on. Choose sounds. Core on the core track. Drop wavetable. Choose a vowel or choral style wavetable, something labeled vowel or choral, if available. Set unison to around 4 voices, and a small detune between 0.06 and 0.12. Open the filter, and choose a 24 dB low pass with cutoff around 900 to 1200 Hz to retain low mid weight. Use an envelope to shape the stab. Route envelope 2 to cutoff with amount about 25 to 35%. Attack 6 to 12 milliseconds, decay 300 to 500 milliseconds, sustain 0, release 220 to 350 milliseconds. For a subtle transient pitch move, enable a pitch envelope, amount between minus 10 and minus 20 cents, decay roughly 120 to 220 milliseconds. Small downward pitch motion creates that characteristic chiff. Choose sounds, body on the body track, load another wavetable and push thickness, unison 6 to 8 voices, detune between 0.12 and 0.22. Consider stacking oscillators or adding a detuned oscillator in octave or a semitone up for harmonic richness. Use a short answer attack 3 to 6 milliseconds, decay 240 to 360, sustain near 0, release 200 to 300 milliseconds, so the stab is staccato. Add micro movement with an auto filter LFO set very slow, around 0.1 to 0.4 Hz, key sync off, and low depth to keep the sound breathing. Choose sounds, air for air, use simpler in classic mode and load a breathy choir or high octave vowel sample from the core library. Pitch up an octave if needed. High pass around 900 to 1200 Hz to isolate the airy top. Set a short envelope attack 0 to 4 milliseconds, decay 260 to 420, release around 200 milliseconds. Add light chorus with a low rate, about 0.3 Hz, to widen without smearing. MIDI and timing. Create a 4-bar MIDI clip on core. For D&B, place stabs rhythmically against the break. Try hits on 1.3 and 2.1 and experiment. Quantize to 1/16 notes. Set each stab length to 1/8 for punch or 1/4 for more wash. Use different octaves per layer. Core at the root octave, body 1 or 2 octaves down for weight. Air an octave up. Add subtle velocity variation per layer. Core around 100 to 115, body 80 to 105, air 60 to 90. Layer balancing and local processing. Pour chain on the core chain. Wavetable into a Q8 with a high pass around 80 to 120 Hz to protect the kick. Then a saturate or soft sign. 2 to 4 dB drive. Dry slash wet about 40%. Finally, utility to slightly adjust width. Set it around 90% left slash right if you want it centered but slightly wide. Body chain on body. Wavetable into auto filter to tame extremes, then saturator using analog clip or warm mode with about 3 to 6 dB drive and dry slash wet near 45%. Follow that with a glue compressor fast attack 5 to 10 milliseconds, release 150 to 200, ratio around 2:1 to glue the body. Air chain on air, simpler into a Q8 with a HP at around 900 Hz and a small 3 to 6 kHz boost of 1.5 to 3 dB if needed. Add chorus, then a very subtle echo with tape-like settings dotted 1/8 delay, low feedback 8 to 12%, slight left/right offset and keep dry/wet low, around 10 to 18%, for subtle smear. Bus processing for warm tape-style grit on the choir stab bus. Start with an EQ8, HP at 120 Hz, consider a gentle dip at 300 to 400 Hz if it's muddy, and a small presence boost around 2.5 to 4 kHz if required. Next, at a saturated or analog clip or warm driving 2 to 6 dB, with dry slash wet roughly 30 to 45%. Then apply vinyl distortion for mechanical tape character strength in the 15 to 25 range, crackle or wear very subtle, and mix around 18 to 28%. Optionally add redux for tasteful bit reduction set to 12 to 14 bits, sample rate reduced slightly to about 18 to 28 kHz, and keep its mix low, around 10 to 20%. Finish with a glue compressor attack 8 to 15 milliseconds, release auto or 150 to 250 milliseconds, ratio 2:1:3:1 to glue the layers together. Reverb placement to side, reverb placement by taste. For saturation to color the reverb, place saturator before hybrid reverb. For a cleaner reverb tail to be saturated later, place it after. If you want embedded tape style reverb, put saturator before hybrid reverb, size 20 to 40%, decay 0.9 to 1.8 seconds, pre-delay 8 to 15 milliseconds, high cut 6 to 8 kHz, and keep wet low around 10 to 18% for stabs. Stereo controlled if you need to control the low end. Place utility after saturator and before glue and set width to 80 to 95%. If you need mono stability, use utility to mono the low end below 150 to 200 Hz. Mix in context for mix context. Try sidechaining the bus to the kick or drum bus. To the stab ducts 1 to 2 dB on hits, use a compressor with fast attack and short release. EQ any conflicting frequencies by sweeping a narrow boost on the stab bus to find clashes, then attenuate that spot by 2 to 4 dB. Automating bus saturator drive across the arrangement can make the stab dirtier during drops and cleaner during verses. Final touches and resampling. When you're happy, duplicate and freeze slash flatten or resample the bus to a new audio track. This creates a single audio stab that you can clip gain edit, apply transient shaping to, or gate to tighten the tail. Use clip gain to adjust the initial transient if needed. Common mistakes to avoid: don't overdo redux, or bit reduction too much makes the stab lo-fi instead of warm. Keep reverb decay and wetness short to avoid mud and DNB. Always clean the low end. High pass the bus at 100 to 140 Hz to protect the kick and sub. Avoid excessive stereo width before gluing. Check mono compatibility. Also, watch cumulative saturation. Heavy drive on every layer plus a hot bus saturator can produce brittle harshness. Pro tip: small pitch envelopes are powerful. Aim for 5 to 25 cents of pitch motion in the first 60 to 180 milliseconds. Use non-linear envelope curves for snappier transients. Tune layers by a few cents, not dramatic detune, unless you want chorusing. Try interval stacking root, minor, third or fifth, and octave to add harmonic color without mud. Resample your bus to create quick tonal variants. For arrangement control, build an instrument rack mapping key controls like bus saturator drive, vinyl strength, width, overall decay, and a single grit macro that increases redux mix and vinyl strength together. Mini practice exercise: build a 4-bar loop with one stab per bar at bar 1.3. Core on C3, body on C2, air on C4, MIDI lengths, core 1/8, body 1/16 tied to release, air 1/8. Add per track HP filters and small saturation about 2 to 4 dB drive. Group and apply bus saturator drive 3.5 dB. Vinyl strength 18, redux to 12 bits at 20% mix, and glue compressor at 2:1. Drop in a drum break and sub bass, then EQ the bus to carve space for the kick. Export a 4-bar loop and compare it before and after bus saturation to hear the difference. Recap: you've learned the Pola and Bryson approach. Build a choir stab by layering core, body, and air, shaping short envelopes and small pitch motions, applying tasteful per-layer saturation and chorus, then unifying everything with bus processing EQ, saturator, vinyl distortion, optional redux, glue compression, and subtle reverb. Avoid overdoing bit reduction and reverb. Check your low-end and mono compatibility, and resample to iterate quickly. Closing practice: the mini-exercise. Map the most important controls to macros, and automate grit and decay across your arrangement. Small pitch moves, tight envelopes, and tasteful parallel grit are the heart of this sound. Keep it musical and usable in the mix. Good luck and enjoy creating your choir stab.